King Charles's cancer treatment will be reduced next year, credits early diagnosis. By Breitbart London on December 13, 2025. London, AP, King Charles III said Friday that early diagnosis and treatment will allow doctors to reduce his cancer treatment in the new year, as he encouraged others to take advantage of screening programs that can detect the disease early when it is easiest to treat. Charles, 77, revealed the positive outlook in a recorded message broadcast on British television as part of a campaign to promote such screening, which increases the likelihood of successful treatment. Early diagnosis quite simply saves lives, the King said. I know, too, what a difference it has made in my own case, enabling me to continue leading a full and active life even while undergoing treatment, he added. Buckingham Palace said his treatment is moving to a precautionary phase and his condition will be monitored to ensure his continued recovery. Friday's message is the latest example of how Charles has used his own story to promote cancer awareness and treatment since he announced his diagnosis in February 2024. That seems to have paid off, with British cancer charities saying the number of people seeking information about cancer jumped after the King revealed he was undergoing treatment. But the King has never revealed what type of cancer he has or the kind of treatment he is receiving. The palace said this was an intentional decision designed to ensure his message reaches the widest possible audience. The advice from cancer experts is that, in his determination to support the whole cancer community, it is preferable that His Majesty does not address his own specific condition but rather speaks to those affected by all forms of the disease, the palace said in a statement. The King's cancer was discovered after treatment for an enlarged prostate. While doctors ruled out prostate cancer, tests revealed a separate issue of concern, palace officials said last year. Charles suspended his public appearances for about 2 months after his diagnosis so he could focus on his treatment and recovery. But he continued with state business and retained his constitutional role as head of state. The King returned to the public eye in April of last year with a visit to a cancer treatment center at University College Hospital in central London, where he met with staff and shared stories with fellow cancer patients. It's always a bit of a shock, isn't it, when they tell you, he said, sympathizing with one patient as chemotherapy drugs dripped into her arm. Charles' decision to disclose his diagnosis was a departure for Britain's royals, who have traditionally considered their health to be a personal matter and shared few details with the public. As I have observed before, the darkest moments of illness can be illuminated by the greatest compassion, he said. But compassion must be paired with action. This December, as we gather to reflect on the year past, I pray that we can each pledge, as part of our resolutions for the year ahead, to play our part in helping to catch cancer early. Your life, or the life of someone you love, may depend upon it, he said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.